This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver City Council has approved a ballot measure to dedicate $100 million a year to affordable housing. It would create a 0.5% sales tax to fund the plan. There's more about it at denverite.com. More than 1,000 educator positions went unfilled last school year. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
1,400 positions went unfilled. That includes teachers, classroom aides, and principals. That's about 200 less than the previous year. Among the hires that did take place, many were filled by retired educators and long-term substitutes. The most were filled by candidates from alternative licensure programs. More than 8,000 positions had to be hired after the school year started. This year, with many children headed back to the classroom, school districts are still short many positions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Work to reclaim the century-old Pikeview Quarry northwest of Colorado Springs is nearing completion. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
The massive scar on the foothills is changing. Jerry Schnabel manages the quarry. He says most of the work to prevent landslides is finished, and the company monitors it hourly, including after big rainstorms.
And after 7 inches, there was no movement, no settlement, no signs of anything changing. So now we've had a number of smaller rainfalls this year. If anything was shifting up here, we would know about it.
Schnabel says they've planted huge numbers of native seeds, shrubs, and tiny trees, along with installing biodegradable matting to help keep the soil in place. And there's some drainage work that he expects to be complete in September. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News.